you have to come out of the spiritual closet, you know, and we talked about coming out of the queer closet, but I'm now talking about the spiritual closet, which it means you have to recognize that the most important thing you can offer yourself and the world is the liberation of your heart, is your internal freedom, is a relaxed nervous system, is a kind mind, because we are deeply interconnected and deeply interdependent. So when you enter the supermarket and you are feeling relaxed, you're impacting the grid system that we're all connected to. I felt many times in the presence of these radical saints that I've sat with in India and Nepal, you know, it could seem a little bit jarring for some of us in the West, but it's the truth. It's like, it's almost like the temperature changes. You know, the air is more cooling. Literally the time sort of stopped. You can actually see the flowers and the trees kind of like dancing in a harmonious way. Like the way the sunlight hits this person's hands, there's a dreamlike quality to everything. And that's the steps that I take towards every day, is being able to enter the world as I call it in the book, a blessing factory, as I spoke to Tammy about. It's really being someone who's being of benefit to everyone at all times. And when I'm not, I'm radically aware of that. And when I'm not, I'm radically aware of that. And I know the antidote. That is, I think, what we are working towards, is that.
Welcome to the 2021 Radical Recovery Summit, presented by the Killaby Center for Recovery. This is Lynn Fraser, your moderator. This year, our theme is Feel It, Heal It, a new paradigm of recovery, featuring a diverse group of thought leaders and innovators, people who are working on the ground in the new field of addiction recovery. Go to radicalrecoverysummit.com to sign up and watch free.